This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 26th. I'm Paul Plack. Yesterday brought the final ground test of the shuttle's solid rocket booster at ATK's test range in northern Utah. Hundreds more layoffs are expected now that Constellation stands to be scrapped. The revised final RFP for a new aerial tanker released this week by the U.S. Air Force is being held up as a model of defense procurement reform. It's described as highly detailed, with 10 times the mandatory requirements that were in the previous RFP. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report on a Cessna 337 Skymaster that went down at Monmouth County Executive Airport in New Jersey, February 15th. The board says it lost part of its right wing in flight. Boeing has a third Dreamliner in flight test now. Aircraft ZA-004 made its maiden flight on Wednesday. The revelations about idle chit-chat in the cockpit of Continental Connections Flight 3407 as the plane was slowing to stall speed last year is prompting Congress to consider using cockpit voice recordings to monitor adherence to sterile cockpit rules. SpaceX's fully assembled Falcon 9 launch vehicle, topped with a Dragon qualification spacecraft, now stands vertical on Pad 40C at Cape Canaveral. The launch is scheduled for March 22nd. Passenger revenue on U.S. airlines rose slightly in January, ending a 14-month streak of declines. Stock clerks who manage parts for Southwest Airlines have rejected a new contract the Teamsters had recommended they accept. And if you're going to earn your aviation merit badge, it doesn't get much better than earning it at a campery at Fantasy of Flight. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, two CEOs with little in common talk about their jet development programs. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.